You're listening to Dakota Country KOKK in Huron.
With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. It'll be a quick scoreboard this morning. Not a lot of activity going on here after Thanksgiving. Do have a few things on the schedule for today. Just have two scores, both college basketball and men's basketball. Truman State, Missouri defeated Augustana 74-65. And the Northern State women, they're in Hawaii. And they defeated Hawaii Hilo 72-47 last night. And that's all we have for scores. Schedule for today, big rodeo at the Dex Moody McGurr Invitational with breakaway roping and bull riding. 18 contestants, I believe, in both. A lot of local talent there. That will start at 7 o'clock tonight. Big day for Huron hockey as well, as looks like about all levels have home games today at Bergman. It is the Check Hunger Food Drive. Bring in a canned good to Bergman, and all donations will be given to the Huron Salvation Army Food Bank. The night is capped off by the Huron Boys Varsity hosting Sioux Falls tonight at Bergman, and that's the rundown of our local schedule. And just a couple of announcements to pass along here on Youth Wrestling. Season sign-up will be Monday at the National Guard Armory, 5 till 6. Open for boys and girls, pre-K through 6th grade. Cost is $75. An AAU card is required. Scholarships available. Kids should have brought a flyer home from school this past week. And Huron Boys Basketball will host their annual alumni game, an open team scrimmage, next Saturday, December 7th, at the middle school gym. If you are planning on playing in the alumni game, contact head coach Tim Budnagan with your shirt size. Scrimmage will be at 3 o'clock next Saturday. Alumni game at 4 o'clock. Again, all that at the middle school gym. Everyone is welcome. That's all I have on the scoreboard for today. Coming up on Dakota Sports Saturday, though, a lengthy program. We'll talk with Joey Mitchell, Executive Director at the Norby Center for Recreation, with what's going on here heading on into December. We'll visit one last time with Josh Lean, volleyball coach of the Huron Tigers. He'll highlight the 8-member senior class that played for the Tiger team this season. And we'll also preview tonight's Moody McGurr Invitational at the Dex with Mason Moody and Jazz McGurr. And that'll be our Dakota Sports Saturday show coming up at about 4 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Hey, it's time for a monthly update here on Dakota Sports Saturday with Joey Mitchell, Executive Director of the Nordby Center for Recreation, as we head into December. In some ways, kind of a quiet month, Joey. In other ways, though, you're kind of setting up for what happens after the first of the year. But you do have a few programs going right now of interest for everyone.
You're exactly right, Jeff. We're finishing up a lot of our youth basketball leagues and camps we offered this fall, transitioning in between times here with Thanksgiving and then our Christmas holidays coming up. We have some things planned right after Christmas. We have a winter basketball league set up. It'll be 5-on-5 on Sundays. You just sign up, show up. The staff here will split you up on teams. It's just different scenarios. Some days you play boys and boys. Some days you play boys versus girls. Some days it's based on skill level. So it's just different scenarios every day. But on Sundays you show up, you get to play two games. They're full games, two separate games. And again, that's for boys and girls, second through sixth grade.
And then a few other things, you know, just kind of your normal activities. Pickleball is still big, especially now that it's gotten colder. The people that come in for the regular workouts, the swim workouts, that sort of thing, there's a lot of options for everyone out there.
Oh, you're exactly right. And those things you mentioned, the workout classes, pickleball, all of those things have even taken off more. As the weather has changed here and it's gotten colder out, and it's going to continue to get colder as it looks. There's more and more people coming in playing pickleball, more people attending the water classes, more people attending our different fitness classes. So, yes, with the weather and the time of the year, it's definitely an option. We're here for to help anyone out with any health or fitness needs.
You know, something we really haven't touched on a lot in these visits over the last year or so, but if somebody comes to you and say, you know, this is what I want to get done, this is what I want to accomplish, you can set up specific plans for an individual.
Yep, yeah, you're exactly right. We haven't talked much about that. Just carry a lot of hats. But yes, absolutely. We do that. If people come here, and that happens quite often when a new person signs up, we do an orientation. We get them set up on the machines, how to use them properly. But then we can even go further, as you mentioned, and we can get them set up on a workout program or routine, you know, whether it's a 6 or 9 week, 12 week routine. And then they will, again, focus towards their goals and what they're looking for, if it's weight loss, muscle gain, a combination. But we tailor that program right towards that individual.
And then just two things left here to cover, I guess. First thing, you have a few things planned there for after the first year. Don't have all the specifics set up, but bottom line is there's going to be some programs that will start up in 2025.
You're exactly right. We're just finishing up the dates and times for everything, but there's going to be a youth basketball camp similar to what we offered this fall. There'll be a youth basketball league. I mentioned that. There'll be a girls' basketball camp for the middle school girls once their season ends here. And we'll also be offering karate. That registration will also be coming out soon with dates being finalized. That goes youth ages 6 through adult. So anyone, I mean, ages again 6 through adult. And then we will have swimming lessons. We'll have a winter swimming lessons. Again, just finalizing the dates on all of those things.
And finally here, we'll put in that Christmas plug. Why not? Hey, it's a great Christmas gift is a membership to the Norby Center for Recreation. What more can you do for someone and say, here's a gift of health?
You're exactly right. The gift of health is the gift that keeps giving. And yeah, we offer gift certificates. There's different membership packages. There's day passes, month passes. There's different packages. I try to offer a package for everyone.
Joey Mitchell, he's the executive director for the Norby Center for Recreation. As always, you can look at their website, norbycenter.org, or look at the Norby Center Facebook page to get all the latest updates of the different activities that are available for you. We'll be back on Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Norby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Norby Center. Join one of Huron's best kept secrets, the Norby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We're back on Dakota Sports Saturday, and we close out our season of Huron Tiger Volleyball, talking with head coach Josh Lane, talking about a big senior class. Eight girls, eight seniors were out for volleyball this year. Tigers finished the season at 8-14. And coach, before we go into each players, you know, we've had some big classes here in volleyball. This seems to be the one sport where, boy, girls just hang on no matter what their role is going to be there at the end.
Yeah, and I think that's a good sign of the culture of the program, right, which existed before I got there, existed last year in my absence, continues to exist this year. That just tells me kids just want to be a part of something, and this is what they choose to be a part of, regardless of, Joy not being conditional, right? So we're going to, whether they're playing every day, whether they're in the starting lineup, or whether they're a role player, they seem to just want to continue to be a part of something special. And so pretty proud of these eight. And next year it's seven if we look at our junior list. So at this point, that seems to be the number roughly that we have. And these girls did a great job of just continuing to be a place where kids want to land. And so I was proud of them for that. No complaints, regardless of amount of playing time. And so I'm proud of this crew. They were good leaders for the underclassmen and just continued to set the stage from a culture perspective.
Well, we'll just go down numerically, so we'll start at the top of the roster. Number one, Madeline Grace.
Yeah, Madeline Grace. All right. So, I do know the difference between Madeline and Ashlyn, and they kind of got after me a little bit early in the season. And I only smile because, in their younger years when I was the varsity coach and they were on the freshman team, you know, you just know that they look exactly the same in my eye. But they challenged me to tell them apart. And what was really interesting is once they helped me figure that out, I really could start seeing some differences between the two. And Madeline, in my mind, Madeline, great scout team player, did spend a lot of time just pushing our varsity to be the best they could be, and really served as a serve-receive specialist in our scout team role, where if we needed the scout team to be able to function and to be able to provide good volleyball against us, we tended to serve at Madeline because we knew that we were at least going to get a good ball playable back at the varsity. And so I was really pleased with Madeline's efforts. It came in now I'm testing my memory. She came in against Mitchell, set one, served through a couple rotations, had an ace in there, I think, in the books. So does a nice job just being ready whenever we needed her.
Then twin sister Ashlyn, you say you can tell them apart, I can't.
Yeah, well, they helped me out, right? They gave me some hints, they gave me some cues, and bottom line is they made sure that their hair color was slightly different. If I'm giving the cheat code away here, they made sure that they stayed consistent in that all season. Ashlyn, more of a defensive person that played on our scout team this year, where if we really needed her to replicate a good defender, a good floor defensive kid on the other side of the net against our varsity, she was the go-to. And that really was the difference between the twins, right? One of them was just a really good serve receive scout team player, and the other one was a good defender. And Ashlyn played a little bit early against Watertown, if my memory serves me correctly, when we were struggling defensively. She was a go-to in that moment, but just again held her chin high. Didn't get as many minutes as maybe a senior kiddo would like to on the court, but really pleased to see her be a positive contributor. Not just on the court, but in the locker room, on the bus, and all of those things. Really fun kid to have around. Really was willing to do anything. You know, one of those moments where she'd raise her hand. Coach, I can be an outside hitter today if you need me to. And I would just, of course, smile my sarcastic smile and, you know, pick someone else to play that role. But really appreciated Ashlyn keeping it light for us this year and playing defense on the scout team.
Next is number 5, Samantha McMoredeth, a 2-year starter, 3-year varsity player, and never did not have a smile on her face.
Yeah, you nailed that. I'm really proud of Samantha, to be honest with you, because I think when coaches started believing in her early, Tyann helped that out a lot last year, really was in Sam's corner to work Sam to improve, and we continued that this year. And there were games where Sam hit 300 hitting percentage, and she, you know, was the middle blocker that if we could figure out how to get her the ball in space, she would create a mess for other teams' defenses. And so she got the best scout effort from our middle blockers, you know, as the young Chloe Carr continued to develop. But Sam drew the attention. And let's be honest, she's not a 6-foot middle blocker. So she had to rely on instinct. She had to rely on kind of some athleticism. And I was really pleased with that. And now she also took it personal when we couldn't, you know, when we were struggling to block some of the best hitters in the AA level. And so she really worked her butt off to try to improve that part of her game, and never satisfied. However, all of that, and she always made sure that everybody was in a good spot mentally, was in a happy place. She wanted to remind everybody that it's a game, right? And we're here. I remember one practice, you know, Sam's emotions are always on her sleeve. And one particular practice, she didn't. She wasn't the smiley Sam that we were used to. And I went up to her and I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And she looked at me and she goes, well, I'm allowed to have bad days, coach. And I was like, yes, you are. But I want you to smile because everybody needs that from you right now. And she mustered it up. And so I'm, you know, what you're going to see from Sam, she's not going to find herself on any top 10 list in our school records or anything like that. But really, really, if the fun kid to be around and made the kids around her better.
Next on the list, Alexis Ziegeldorf, and I kind of made up a new position for her, spot blocker.
Spot blocker. I'll tell you that she was kind of our, you know, Swiss Army knife, right? So didn't have a starting role. I had her in my back pocket for things like if we were going to run a two-setter offense, then we needed two right-side hitters, so she was ready to play that role. Never knew when, you know, a middle blocker needed relief, and she went in and played that role. And even last year in the club, we had her working on the outside hitting position just in case we ever needed a ball terminated from the left side. And so we were able to just use Alexis in whatever role was needed, depending on who was struggling, who was hurt. She was always ready. And we just knew that, you know, she sat up close enough to the coaching staff on the bench. She was always doing her best to try to figure out what needed to be done in the event that it's hard to be a kid who sits on the bench knowing that I could go in for anyone at any time. And I have to remember all of the adjustments coach made for the last hour of the match. And I would be expected to execute all of that. And she, I think we learned early that she had to stay focused every minute, even if there was, you know, not even a promise of a minute of playing time. And so I was really proud of Alexis coming off the bench this year and providing that spark at times that we really needed, that allowed us to play better. And so appreciated her efforts. It wasn't easy for her, if I'll be honest. She had a little bit more of a role as a junior. Her and Aurora Dreyer kind of, you know, split back and forth some time their junior seasons. And at the end of the day, Aurora blossomed a little bit more as a senior. So Alexis had to take fewer reps as a senior. And that's hard to do. But never, ever, ever did we have any issues. She just did what she was asked. Great scout team player because she really is a varsity quality kid. And if we needed somebody to be a strong middle against us, if we needed somebody to hit strong opposite against us, Alexis was always there just challenging our varsity every day. So appreciated Alexis.
And talking with Josh Lean as we go down our eight seniors that were on this year's here on Tiger volleyball team. We'll move on to Paige Sharon, and I'm trying to remember if it was Aberdeen or homecoming night, but she had the hustle play of the year.
She did have the hustle play of the year, and I'll tell you, Paige, you know, I like Paige. It's hard for me to get my thoughts on where I want to go with this, because at the end of the day, you know, we had some young athletic outside hitters that we started this year, and Paige was like the veteran seasoned four-year player who provided us just a really solid backup. And there were days where we weren't sure, you know, the health of our outside hitters. We overjumped those outside hitters a ton, not probably as much as maybe a Sioux Falls Washington did with their kiddos, but we overjumped our kids a lot. And I always had Paige in my back pocket that I could, you know, provide a little relief for kids. And you know, she was expected to be the other team's best outside hitter some days on the scout team. And as she continued to do that, it was really impressive the confidence I had in being able to pull her off the bench, being able to hit a line shot, be able to, you know, dig an off blocker shot, to be able to provide serve receive now and again. Now, it's one thing to do that on the scout team. It's a whole other thing to do it at the Huron Arena on game night at 7 o'clock. You know, unfortunately, the community didn't necessarily get to see that side of Paige, but I know it's in her. I knew it was in her if we needed it, and she provided just a really good backup to those kids. And she just reminds me kind of a big sister for a lot of those kids, just a nice kid. Great kid to have in the program, did anything you asked her to do, and did it with a happy heart. And most of the time, she was as banged up as our starters, and you would never know it because she didn't. There was no big deal made. She just saw the trainer and got her tail back out onto the court and continued to get her reps. So, really good to see Paige finish off her career. Even though she didn't get the reps she wanted to, obviously when there's only six spots on the floor, you got eight seniors, they're not all getting on, even when you're starting underclassmen in three or four of those heavy positions. So, good to see Paige finish it out. We're going to miss her next year.
Next on the list, and getting through adversity, Maddie Juergens tore her ACL in basketball, I think late January, but was able to work her way and get herself ready to go for tea there in late August.
Yeah, Maddie really challenged me as a coach, and that's a compliment to her. You know, I called her last January from Rapid, and after she got hurt, and her and I had good conversations starting then and continued till now, about what is she doing to try to give herself the best chance to come back. You know, and if I really am being honest, in my mind of minds and my heart of hearts, I wasn't sure she was going to make it, because I knew what kind of injury she was up against, and I know the typical timeline for those injuries to heal. And so Maddie proved me wrong. You know, I'll say everybody wrong, but she certainly proved me wrong, and I shouldn't be surprised by that. So we get to January, she gets injured, we start healing, we get the surgery, and as soon as the doctor said, well, you're at least allowed to be in the same room as a volleyball, Maddie was there. We were doing platform work on Sunday afternoons. As soon as she was allowed to move to a ball, we got the machine out and started throwing volleyballs at her, and she was just in a race to catch up to drills. And so, you know, that's a testament to her work ethic, to her passion to play. All she wanted to do was whatever it took, right? And so so she was a consistent starter this year. She played Aurora Dreyer's back row. So she came in and played right back, which was a position she had never played in her previous, you know, years, but did everything she could to get her eyes right so she was ready to play against some of the best outside hitters. We're putting her on the floor against some of the best hitters in South Dakota. And she just kind of muscled up and did what she could. She learned all those extra reps. She learned how to read shots. She learned how to move her feet a little tiny bit quicker, and just created a situation where I couldn't even consider anybody else. And that's a compliment. You know, you want to tell your own kids, you know, don't even give the work hard enough that the coach doesn't have a choice. You are the person, and Maddie did that to me. Now, all of that said, and there's a whole nother side, right? She is the team mom. She's the kiddo who organizes all the seniors to get together and talk about what our hitting shirts should look like and what our hoodies should look like. And she's the one driving down to Connie to help design them and to help get them ordered and to make sure she's got all the right sizes. And she just does all the things. One of the assistant coaches, I think Lizzie Rammel, said it. She recognized her in front of – we appreciate the things that Maddie does off the court, and most of her teammates have no idea that she does all those things, and she doesn't even ask for recognition. So let this be, Maddie, your formal recognition of a thank you from the Huron Tiger volleyball team and coaches for taking care of the dirty work also. And so Maddie Juergens will be hard to replace next year, and you think to yourself, well, we got defensive specialists all over our roster, but it's more than just the digs, right? And so we're going to miss Maddie.
Next on the list, and I think you and I will kind of do the same thing back down the road someday. We'll be writing our memoirs. We'll have a whole chapter on Aurora Dreyer and the last 3 weeks of her senior year.
We absolutely will. And, you know, we always say it in sports, things aren't fair, right? And sometimes when we say that, we think about, well, you may not get as much playing time as someone else, or you might not get the rep someone else does. But in this case, it's completely different, right? High school kids shouldn't have to bury their parent, right? It just shouldn't have to be. That doesn't seem fair to me, legitimately. And so Aurora, with two regular season games left, forgive me if I miss a detail,
right,
but
after O'Gorman.
Right after, in between O'Gorman
and Brandon
Valley, her dad passed away. Jim Dreyer did. And I'll never forget, I was sitting in my classroom, my cell phone rang, and I would normally ignore it, except it's Aurora Dreyer, and I knew she knew I was in class, something was going on, and she let me know, and the first thing she said is, I'll be at practice. And I thought, oh my goodness. And she navigated that as bravely as I've ever seen a high school kid navigate it, and you know, never missed a rep, never missed a game, and needed to do that for herself, for her family. And I'm just, I can't express enough how proud I am of that for her. We could talk the whole time for about the last 3 weeks, but if I even back up before that, you know, I remember Aurora, and her and I have this conversation a lot, the two left-footed Aurora as a sophomore, where we weren't really sure what was going to happen with her, and tried to start her as a junior, you know, wasn't quite where we needed her to be on varsity, wasn't sure what we were going to get as a senior. And she really was the kid on our team that caused the most fits for everybody else's scouting report, because she was sneaky, she was left-handed, she could run quick. She would make errors like everybody else. She's not perfect, but when she stayed behind the ball, and she got in the air, she was scary, and it was so fun to watch. I can only imagine what the, you know, sitting from your chair, what that looked like. But I was really proud of it. She is a testament of hard work, right? Because when God gifts you two left feet as a young athlete, right, the only thing you can do is work your way, because athleticism isn't there naturally, right? The only thing you can do is work ethic and show up every day and figure out how to – you know, her starting role came in the weight room at 6 a.m. when everybody else was still sleeping, and she was fighting her way in with a strength and conditioning coach, you know, trying to get stronger, trying to be able to jump higher, and there isn't a kid who's more selfless than Aurora, right? When we lose, she thinks it's all her fault every time. And if we could put a team together of 10 of those kinds of kids, we'd be in really good shape, right? And I'd have to, Rory, we're not going to keep the net up for another half hour, right? Your legs are tired. I need you to rest. It's not, we're going to be okay. And so big shout out, you know, to Aurora and her entire family, because I don't know if middle school version of Aurora thought this would be possible. But we are going to miss her, and not because she's 5'11" and left-handed and learned how to play volleyball at some point in the last 36 months. But because she's just the kind of kid, she's a glue kid. I hope to see her play in college. She is exploring some small college options out there. I would not expect to see her starting as a freshman or sophomore. But she's going to be the kid that'll be there as a senior, just like she was in high school. And so I'm proud of her. I'm proud to have said that I was part of her journey. I'm grateful. There isn't anywhere in any coaching book or coaching class that tells you how to handle helping an athlete who has just lost their parent before game day. But I hope that Aurora grows, learns. I'll be there for her moving forward if she needs me. But she certainly taught me a thing or two about being tough. So we'll miss her next year.
And final one on the list is Kirsten DeGeest, and she was one of those spot back row defensive specialists. And the thing about her, when you brought her in, it was usually a critical time in a match, and she came in knowing the serve was coming at her.
100%. And, you know, Kirsten and I even, the very first time we started talking about that was in Harrisburg this summer, early June, when she came in and we were talking about serve receiving and playing defense. And the role that I saw her playing was exactly what she did. Going to be in a position where a back row outside hitter likely needed to come off the court. I needed to get some wind. I needed to change something. And anytime a new defensive specialist comes off the bench, they're going to get the first ball. I said it in the locker room after a hard loss to O'Gorman, where I thought if we could have just figured out how to get that to set five, we had a chance. And Kirsten played lights out that game. The first time through that back row rotation, I thought, well, at this point, I've got to keep letting her play because tonight is her night. And we're not in that match at any point if she doesn't go in and just played like a senior. That I was so proud of her that day. And she knew. She knew that her role was going to be that. And she knew that when somebody else's light wasn't green, she was going to get to come in and get on the floor so that that teammate could get back to green while sitting on the bench. And that's a good thing. She knew her role and she was ready when it came. And my mind will always remember Kirsten. Well, a couple unique moments, right? We're playing in the middle school because that's just what had to happen. And we're sitting there, and I just kept thinking, just keep serving it at Kirsten, because it was her night, and we're in that game because of her. But she was the same, that consistent scout team kid that just gave us a varsity-like effort on the scout team side that we wouldn't have been remotely as prepared as we were without her being on the other side. And of course, Kirsten's background is very Swiss Army knife-like as well. She's done some settings. She's done some back row play. So it didn't matter what I needed her to do on that scout team. She nailed it. And so this will be a hard group of seniors to replace. She's on that list as well, obviously. But I'm proud that they were a part of something bigger than themselves as an individual. And I hope, you know, a decade from now, they look back and go, you know what, that was a good experience, regardless of minutes, regardless of sets. It was a good experience for me, and I'm glad I was a part of it.
Josh Lean, head volleyball coach here on Tigers, capping off the season. Tigers finished the year at 8-14 and came one step short of the state tournament, but 8 seniors on the roster this year. A good showing there, and looks like another big senior class coming up to represent the Tigers next year as well. Hey, we're still not done. We're going to talk some rodeo next on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
We're back on Dakota Sports Saturday. Special rodeo event coming up at the Dex, and it's actually the second annual now. Mason Moody, Jazz McGurr Invitational with bull riding and breakaway roping. Mason Moody, Jazz McGurr, both locals here in the rodeo scene. Mason, a graduate of Sanborn Central High School, and the ranch, Family Ranch, is just to the west of Letcher. And Mason, you're 21 now, but yet I think I can almost say you're a veteran at this pro rodeo thing. You started this when you were still in high school.
Yeah, man, I've been very fortunate. When I was a senior in high school, I didn't have a lot of classes to go to, but I really made them when I was supposed to be there, because I was always gone rodeoing. So I've been whatever professionally rodeoing for 3 years now, and yeah, it's been a blast. I mean, I haven't accomplished all the goals that I've set out to do, and it ain't no easy task to do that, but you know, I've made a living doing it for myself, so I mean, that's something to be proud of. And yeah, I mean, there's always something to look forward to next year though.
Well, let's talk about this past year then. And first off, you've been gone more than you've been in Letcher, although you're home right now. How did the last year go for you outside of, I think you said, 60 to 70,000 miles of windshield time?
Yeah, we spend a lot of time driving, but man, it went good. When I set out last year, I planned on making the NFR, which would be coming up in December, but top 15, going to go to that. I finished 23rd in the world standing, so I don't get to go to Vegas. But I had a couple injuries. I blew out a knee in Houston in February, the end of February, so I had to sit on the sidelines for a couple months there, letting them go into rehab and getting it back to working or whatever. I got into like Calgary and Cheyenne and all the big rodeos, and I should have gotten next year because of my qualifications from this year. So, I mean, it set me up to accomplish the goal of making the NFR again, as long as I can stay healthy and, you know, keep staying on my bulls.
Now, as I explained to you before we started here, I mean, novice when it comes to rodeo, and that's taking it lightly, but just tell what are your events and what are some things you feel like you're good at, and what are some of the things that you want to get better at?
Yeah, I mean, bull riding is one of them things where, you know, a lot of people don't understand that, but if you're riding 50% of your bulls, you're a world champion. So, I mean, like, guys that are riding 30% of their bulls are really good at it at a professional level. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do right one day, and the next day you suck at, you know. That's just part of our sport. And so just consistency, I mean, that's everybody's goal, is to, you know, ride 50% of your bulls and you're going to be a world champion. So staying consistent throughout all 12 months of the year is by far the hardest part. And, you know, so the challenge is trying to stay consistent, and injuries definitely play a role in that. I mean, sitting out 2 months don't help. And then when you come back, you're still hurting, and but you're out of the top 15 by then. So it's time to come back. And, you know, I mean, then you don't ride very good right away, but you know, you take it one bull at a time, and you just try to block everything else out. And, you know, you look at the bull going forward, no matter how you did the night before, and, you know, you got to stay positive throughout the whole year, even when it's not going your way.
Well, you did say that you're kind of in your downtime now here till towards about the end of the year, spending a little more time in the area. How is your general health right now?
Well, I mean, I can't complain. I mean, you get your bumps and bruises, but other than I never fixed my ACL this spring. I just rehabbed it, and other than that, I've been healthy, but my knee don't really bother me much at all anymore. So I'm going to say I'm as healthy as a bull rider gets. How about that? I mean, you never feel great, but you feel good enough to go to the next one. So,
you know, we're talking with Mason Moody of Letcher, and a professional cowboy, a rodeo guy, and he's part of the Mason Moody Jazz McGurr Invitational, which has its second year this year on Saturday, November 30th at the Dex. And let's talk about this event, 18 bull riders, 18 breakaway ropers competing for $10,000. Last year, obviously, was the first year. It came together really fast, went over really well, and I suppose it didn't take you and the rest of your organizational crew to see, you know, this is something that can be a permanent event, and also the fact we have the new building on the fairgrounds helps as well.
Yeah, I mean, that was our first thing. They got the decks done or whatever, and I mean, we have bucking bulls standing at the house, and me and Dad were kind of talking about it, and, you know, last year, and we wanted to do it over New Year's, but it didn't work out because of restrictions between rodeos. We can't have too many rodeo events back-to-back or whatever, so we had to do it last year on Thanksgiving weekend, and we only had about 2 weeks to prepare, but we threw it all together, and I mean, it turned out good, and this year we had 12 months to prepare, and so hopefully we can, you know, do a little better on our end, and, you know, there's a few things that we wanted to fix, and we're trying to get them fixed this year before it comes around, and hopefully it'll be better than last year. And, I mean, you want to talk about, I don't know breakaways very well, but you want to talk about bull riders. And the nice thing about being a professional cowboy is you get some good buddies, and, you know, you throw an event like this up in the air and the downtime of the year, you can get some of your really good buddies that are going down the road with you to come. I mean, I got Connor Halverson coming, who's a three-time PBR qualifier. Wyatt Rogers is a two-time qualifier. Blaine Beatty and Coy Thorson over from Minnesota. They're both Great Lakes Circuit Finals cowboys, and, I mean, they have a chance to make the NFR every year, too. And, you know, and then we got some local talent. There's Tanner Christensen out of Woonsocket, who's a young kid. He's been riding really good and coming to town. And Ryder Rowland's another kid from Highmore. I mean, he's not very old either, but they come to my place and get on a lot of practice bulls, and they're putting the work in, and it's starting to show in their riding. So when you talk about bull riders coming, you know, we got the local guys, and then we got my good buddies that ride really well. So it's going to be a great show in the bull riding, and I know that Jazz McGurr and the McGurr family have put together a great line of breakaways. I know we got a bunch of college national finals qualifiers and some pro rodeo athletes there, too. So it's going to be a great event in the arena, and we're just hoping that all the fans should come and support us.
And just wrap it up with this, basically. It's good to get an event like this going right here in this area. Obviously, you can find rodeos, but it's nice to have one right here, and especially the caliber that this event has come in a very short time.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty special when you get two families like ours. You know, we've been family friends for forever, and we're both local kids that have had some success in the rodeo world. And when you can get, you know, two families to work together like we have and get the athletes to come that, you know, that are good and will put on the event for us. I mean, we just put it together. They do all the hard work for us. And, you know, it's just something special to be able to have it this close to home and the facilities that we have and, you know, the people we get to work with and meet through this event is just something that, you know, we just thank the Lord for every day.
Mason Moody, professional cowboy from Letcher. He'll be in Huron tonight for the Moody McGurr Invitational at the Dex. We'll learn more about that event with Jazz McGurr next on Dakota Sports.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We're back on Dakota Sports Saturday and talking some more rodeo as Jazz McGurr from Huron, or I guess Huron and Brookings, joining us here, part of the Mason Moody Jazz McGurr Invitational bull riding and breakaway roping happening at the Dex on Saturday, November 30th. Second annual event, and Jazz, first things first, I imagine getting the second annual event has been a little better than getting the first one together. You had 2 weeks last year. You've had a full year to get ready for this one.
Yeah, it has been a lot easier. It's been a lot smoother. We know what we're doing a little more this year, and having this time gave us, being able to bring in all the acts that we did this year, has been so much fun.
Yeah, you're, now just to kind of set the stage here, you're a part of the SDSU rodeo team. You're currently attending SDSU. So I know rodeo has been in your blood way back in high school, and it was just nice to get an event together like this, one in Huron, and two, the fact we have the Dex made it all that much more possible as well.
Yeah, the Dex is a big reason we actually put this event on. My dad was on the board to get the Dex. I went to the state capitol to be in the meetings to get the Dex. And just having the facility to put this on in November when it's cold and is so good for us.
You know, and you went into last year not really knowing what was going to happen, but I'm sure by the time the event started last year, you know we can make this a permanent thing.
Oh, yeah. This year we're so much more prepared, and we know what to expect. And last year we just completely went in blind.
Well, talk about the breakaway roping of it right now. Who are some we're going to see in? We're going to see some of the top names in the event coming in.
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of big names coming in. We have four or five Badlands Circuit Finals qualifiers, which is the finals for our region in pro rodeo. And we have one NFR qualifier, which is the overall finals for the rodeo. And 10 of our girls, at least, are top 25 in the world. For sure, and then we have a bunch of good local cowgirls coming in.
And another way this event has grown, you got a couple of extra things going now. For instance, there'll be barrel racing during the day. Really not with you guys so much. They just asked if they could be part of the day. Just makes a fuller day out there. And also a trick rider coming in. Let's talk about the barrel racing. You said you're not really up on that. You just know there's going to be some extra people in for that, and you know, just helps add to the day.
Yeah, the barrel racing really makes our event bigger, and just it has people there and keeps us involved all day and really helps bring people into the event.
Now, the trick rider, tell me about this. This sounds like this is going to be really cool.
Yes, our trick rider's name is Candace Ahmet. I've watched her multiple times. She is amazing. You have to see it in person in order to really take it all in. She's just does stuff you can't even imagine on a horse, like just hanging off the side and doing jumps off the horse, back onto the horse. She's amazing.
Now, tell us about yourself. You're, of course, a graduate of Huron High School, been at SDSU, been rodeoing there since you're about a year and a half away from graduation. So, first off, just tell us about yourself, what you're into there. Obviously, you're rodeoing, but you're also there for an education.
Yes, I'm a junior here at SDSU, and my major is graphic design, and I also work for my parents right now, doing graphic design work for them. But in Brookings, I am the women's team captain for the SDSU rodeo team, and I run their social media, and I also run the social media for the event. I'm also in the vice president of the graphic design club here at SDSU, so I do a lot for them, too. So.
No, as far as going to class and stuff, rodeo, it almost seems like that's almost two seasons, fall and spring, if I have it down right. So you are on the road some.
Yes, our fall rodeo season is the first five weekends of the fall semester, and our spring rodeo season is the last four or five weekends in the spring semester. And there's no rodeo closer than 3 hours for us. We're always going at least 5-6 hours, but we are the central location, so we have the shortest drive.
And just overall, kind of wrap things up, when we look at the event there on the 30th, it was kind of a wing and a prayer last year, maybe the best way to describe it. Now this year, you guys got to feel, you're the organizers along with the Moody's, you got to feel this is something we can make permanent here in Huron. And while it is a busy weekend, if you're going to stick with this permanently Thanksgiving weekend, as it showed last year, people will come.
Yeah, we were blown away by the community support putting on this event, especially just 2 weeks out. Like, we were astonished with the crowd. We had about 1,500 people show up, and this year we've already sold out our VIP tables, which is 22 tables of 8 tickets. So we're still astonished by the support from the community.
Jazz McGurr, Huron High School graduate and junior on the South Dakota State University rodeo team. As she and Mason Moody, their families, coordinating the second annual Moody McGurr Invitational at the Dex tonight. should be a good night. Boy, going to be a lot of great rodeo there, and also a lot of people in town welcome here to Huron for what presumably is going to be an annual event, second annual this year. Up next is Territorial Rodeo Update, brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Time now for the Top 5 Countdown. From the dusty old rodeo trail, here's your host, Monty James.
We are taking a break this week in the standings to let the numbers come in. And since I'm a traveling man spending about 100 days a year at hotels, motels, cabins, and brothels, hostels across the USA and abroad, I'm going to resurrect my hotel survival guide to all you folks traveling to rodeos, reunions, bar mitzvahs, and family vacay. Trust me, I paid my dues and then some with four bouts of bed bugs and counting. Sexy, eh? Tip of the hat to all the new customers nationwide from DiscountWesternWear.com, a division of Young's Western Wear, Valentine, Nebraska. The Weber Ranch family, owners of Young's, appreciate your business and work hard to provide quality products at an affordable price. Don't let the name fool you. This is top-of-the-line products from Arion, Justin, Carhartt, Tony Lama, Wrangler, Twisted X, Circle Wide, Cactus Saddlery, plus many, many more, all at super affordable pricing. Hence the name.
Free shipping on orders of over $99 at LegendaryDiscountWesternWear.com.
All right, hotel, motel, survival guide from a traveling man. The last time I did one of these, you could still negotiate an empty parking lot discount with a night auditor. Nowadays, with the advent of a little old thing called the intranet, you can actually get cheaper rates, more cost-effective rates, by utilizing apps or websites. They actually buy up unused inventory from the hotels and will sell them at a super discounted rate rather than eat them. Hotels.com and Trip.com are two of my personal favorites that I use weekly. But to scout out what veteran travelers, not unlike myself, are saying, my go-to is TripAdvisor.